الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, we continue with سورة النساء, in particular ayah 66. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. ولو أنا كتبنا عليهم أن اقتلوا أنفسكم أو اخرجوا من دياركم ما فعلوه إلا قليل منهم ولو أنهم فعلوا ما يوعظون به لكان خيرا لهم وأشد تثبيتا. And if we had ordered them saying, kill yourselves, in other words, the innocent ones, kill the guilty ones, or leave your homes, very few of them would have done it. But if they had done what they were told, it would have been better for them and would have strengthened their faith. Sheikh Abdul Rahman Nasir Saadi Ali Rahmatullah says in commenting on these ayat, or on this ayah, يخبر تعالى أنه لو كتب على عباده الأوامر الشاقة على النفوس من قتل النفوس والخروج من الديار لم يفعله إلا القليل منهم والنادر. Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us that had He decreed and legislated upon His slaves the difficult commands, the commands that are full of hardship, such as killing people, if that was something they were commanded to do, or leaving homes, leaving their homes, a few of them would have done so. It would have been something that is among the rare. Not that many people will carry it out. فَلْيَحْمَدُوا رَبَّهُمْ وَلْيَشْكُرُوهُ عَلَى مَا تَيَسَّرَ عَلَى تَيْسِيرِ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ بِهِ مِنَ الْأَوَامِرِ الَّتِي تَسْهُلُ عَلَى كُلِّ أَحَدٍ وَلَا يَشُقُّ فِعْلُهَا وَلَا يَشُقُّ فِعْلُهَا. So let them then praise their Lord and be thankful to Him for having facilitated that which He commanded them. The commandments which are actually easy for everyone to carry out, and it is not difficult. وفي هذا إشارة إلى أنه ينبغي أن يلحظ العبد ضد ما هو فيه من المكروهات لتخف عليه العبادات أو لتخف عليه العبادات ويزداد حمدا وشكرا لربه. This, there's an indication here that it is upon the slave to pay attention to the opposite of what he's upon. يعني always be mindful of the opposite of your condition so that the acts of worship will become easier and lighter to carry out and you will increase in your praise and your thankfulness to your Lord. يعني imagine if things were worse. Always remember the opposite of what you're upon. So then you will find appreciation what you have at the moment. If you don't feel this way, then you will be ungrateful and you wouldn't be able to carry them out. ثم أخبر أنهم لو فعلوا ما يعظون به أي ما وظف عليهم في كل وقت بحسبه فبذلوا هممهم ووفروا نفوسهم للقيام به وتكميله ولم تطمح نفوسهم لما لم يصلوا إليه ولم يكونوا بصدده. Meaning, had they done what they were admonished and commanded to do, the Sheikh said, meaning you train yourself to do everything at the time prescribed for it. And you strove and you exerted the best and the most of your effort, or your utmost effort. And you prepared yourself to carry it out and perfect it. And you did not look forward to that which you are unable to attain, or that is not within your reach. وَهَذَا هُوَ الَّذِي يَنْبَغِي لِلْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ إِلَى الْحَالَةِ الَّتِي يَلْزُمُهُ الْقِيَامُ بِهَا. The Shaykh said, and this is what is expected of the slave, to look at the condition which necessitates you carrying out the action, so you perfect it. ثُمَّ يَتَدَرَّجُ شَيْئًا فَشَيْئًا. Then you do it gradually, step by step. حَتَّى يَصِلَ إِلَى مَا قُدِّرَ لَهُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ وَالْعَمَلِ فِي أَمْرِ الدِّينِ وَالدُّنِيَا. Until you reach what has been decreed for you of knowledge and actions in the matters of the deen and the matters of the dunya. وهذا بخلاف من طمحت نفسه إلى أمر لم يصل إليه ولم يؤمر به بعد. This is unlike the person who is looking forward to something which he cannot reach. Or someone who is doing something that he has not been commanded to do. فإنه لا يكاد يصل إلى ذلك بسبب تفريق الهمة وحصول الكسل وعدم النشاط. He will hardly ever make it because of his concentration being lost because of laziness and lack of energy. ثم رتب ما يحصل لهم على فعل ما يعظون به وهو أربعة أمور. Then Allah enumerated the outcome of taking and accepting the admonishment of Allah. And in this case, there were four things. أحدها الخيرية في قوله لكان خيرا لهم. خيرية is what? What is خيرية يا عبد العزيز? What is خيرية? What is خيرية? شيخ يوسف. What is خيرية? ها نايف. Anything? What? إيش يعني خير? ليه? Good. خيرية. Goodness. Goodness. خيرية goodness. لكان خيرا لهم. يلا لكان خيرا لهم. It would have been better for them. أي لكانوا من الأخيار المتصفين بأوصافهم من أفعال الخير التي أمروا بها. They would have been among the righteous who are characterized with the qualities of doing good which they were commanded. أي وانتفع عنهم بذلك صفة الأشرار. Meaning they would have been described with the qualities of goodness and they would have been freed from the qualities of evil. لأن ثبوت الشيء يستلزم نفيا ضده. Affirming something necessitates the denial or the negation of its opposite. Beautiful qaida. Let's reflect upon this qaida. Affirming something necessitates negating its opposite. Who can give me an example? Affirming something necessitates the negation of its opposite. And it's the other way around. Negating something affirms, necessitates the affirmation of the opposite. ليه يلا يا جماعة. And the names and attributes of Allah. ولك and the names لك يا عم نايف. ثبوت الشيء يستلزم نفي ضده أو ضده عفوا. يعني لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. This is negating. Negating slumberness or sleep overtaking him, which means the opposite. Which the opposite that Allah is ever aware and mindful and watchful of everything. ليس كمثله شيء. There's nothing like unto him. لم يلد ولم يولد. He never begot nor was he begotten. Meaning the opposite is affirmed by negating something. And when you say Allah is Sami'a, He hears everything, you're necessitating the negation of its opposite. Meaning there's no way that Allah can not know something or not hear something. Because you're affirming something. I hope that is clear. That was the first thing. الثاني, حصول التثبيت والثبات وزيادته. The existence of firmness and the increase in that. فإن الله يثبت الذين آمنوا بسبب ما قاموا به من الإيمان الذي هو القيام بما وعظوا به. Allah will keep firm those who believe because of what they have done of faith, because of what they have done in terms of faith, which is basically doing what you have been admonished. That is what Iman is. فيثبتهم في الحياة الدنيا عند ورود الفتن في الأوامر والنواهي والمصائب. Allah will keep him firm in this worldly life. When fitan come around, when trials come around, and in the awamir and the nawahi, يعني in the commandments and the prohibitions, والمصائب, and during calamities. During calamities. فيحصل لهم ثبات يوفقون لفعل الأوامر وترك الزواجر التي تقتضي النفس فعلها أو فعلها. So they will attain this firmness and they will be given success to do what is commanded. Waalaikum salam. To do what is commanded and to leave alone what has been prohibited, which the soul inclines towards. وعند حلول المصائب التي يكرهها العبد, حلول المصائب التي يكرهها العبد, and at the time of calamities taking place which is hated by the slave. Nobody wants a calamity to strike him. We would love to, you know, lead a peaceful life of contentment, but it's against the wisdom of Allah. It's against the wisdom of Allah that you lead a completely comfortable life, because that means that you haven't striven for the life to come. This is why you find that Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَإِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَاتِ. We shall inevitably afflict you with some of, you know, with parts or part, some hunger, some fear, and lack of vegetation and wealth and souls, people dying, people getting sick. وبشر الصابرين, but give glad tidings to the patient. So the idea is in how to react to these calamities. Avoiding them is impossible. Impossible. Because paradise, you know, will be earned. It will not be granted in its ultimate sense, except to those whom Allah Azza wa Jal wills out of His mercy. But the average one of us has to strive, which means you have to deal with calamities. نعم. ويحصل لهم الثبات, عفوا, فيوفق للتثبيت بالتوفيق للتثبيت بالتوفيق للصبر أو الرضا أو الشكر. And when calamities exist or a strike, which are hated by the slave, he will be given success to be firm, and he will be given success to be patient, or to be pleased, or to be thankful. فينزل عليه معونة من الله للقيام بذلك. Allah will send down aid so that this person can carry that out. يعني sometimes the news or the calamity which strikes is overwhelming. يعني you can imagine some calamities which happen to people where his whole family dies in an accident. You know what I'm saying? A family of 5-6 people, all of them die in accidents. Like for and one child who's living overseas, you know, he hears the news that his mom, dad, brother, sister, and everybody died. Can you imagine how difficult that is for a human being? But Allah Azza wa Jal, upon the believer, will send down aid so that that believer deals with it. You know, he doesn't disbelieve. He doesn't criticize Allah. He doesn't complain. Say, why me? What did I do? You know, things which the non-Muslims are famous for saying. At the time of calamity, they have a problem with God. You know, why did you do this to me? What do you mean, why did you do this to me? Who are you? Allah does what He wills. You know, you believe in Allah. If you believe in Allah, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. See, Allah says in the Quran, whosoever believes in Allah, Allah will guide his heart. If you believe in Allah, Allah will guide your heart to say the right thing, to believe the right thing, to have the right reaction. Sometimes we don't do it. We ask Allah to guide us and to pardon our shortcomings. نعم. وَيَحْصُلُ لَهُمُ الثَّبَاتُ عَلَى الدِّينِ عَنْدَ الْمَوْتِ وَفِي الْقَبْرِ. And